Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning, I really am sort of going to talk about something in your backyard or on your porch, depending on where you might grow things. And I want to talk about how you read a seed packet. And you're going, okay, I don't need to listen to this. I'm not buying any seeds and I'm not planting anything. Well, I just find it kind of fascinating to look at a seed packet, you know, whether you ever plant anything, and see the amount of information they put on the front and back of that seed packet. It is pretty incredible. They really pack a lot of information into that little bitty space. And of course, it might depend on the company that's providing the information, but most of them are going to just go overboard in providing information. And mentioning companies, you know, are you familiar with Renee's Garden? That was I used to think of them as only for unusual flowers, but no, they do vegetables too. How about Ferry Morris is a company, Burpees, you've probably heard of. Also, perhaps Johnny's Seeds, Harris Seeds, whatever. There's numerous companies, and they're all going to do a great job of putting information on their seed packets. The first one that tempts us, and it's easy just to pick one up and say, okay, that's what I want, is you look at that pretty picture and you see there's cucumbers on there or green beans or perhaps zinnias, whatever you think you're going to plant, and you just pick that up because that picture looks like what you want. Well, it might be worthwhile to just take a second look and see if that's really what you want, because maybe it's something unusual and the picture doesn't really show you that. So it's take a second look at what you might find there. And on the front of the package, usually again, there's that pretty picture. It probably has the name of the company, and it will tell you sometimes the weight, sometimes it's just or the price, and sometimes that's just that little code. But it probably will tell you the weight. And you might want to take a look at, if you're being a really careful shopper, and see, okay, there's this company with bean seeds, there's this company, and there's this company. Are they all putting the same weight of seeds in the package compared to the price? Just, you know, if you have an extra minute to take a look at that. The package will probably also tell you the variety. For instance, for beans, it might say Kentucky Blue Pole Beans. That's very specific, but it also might mean that, hey, that's the kind that I've always planted and I want to plant that. Or maybe it's like, okay, I haven't planted that and I want to try something new. But whatever, you might want to take a look at the specific variety or cultivar rather than just, okay, those are green beans and that's where I want. So that's a first little bit of information. It may also, somewhere on the package, it's going to tell you if those are organically grown seeds, and also the amount of time it's going to take, or it might tell you, for instance, by a picture, if it's the right one for pickling or for just slicing, if we're talking about cucumbers. So we might mention that again. But you also, another thing, in addition to organic, it may be telling you whether it's heirloom or not. And so many people are interested more in an heirloom product than used to be. And it might tell you why this heirloom is unusual or different than the one that you always buy. It could also tell you, either by picture or by word somewhere on there, I mentioned about the slicing, pickling. One of the questions that often comes up is green beans, which one is best for freezing or which one is best for canning? And those who have been canning say, you know, green beans is one of the things that I want to can because that's the way my family likes those green beans. So choose the variety that's best for canning rather than another one. Also, it's going to tell you how much space is required, how deep to put those seeds into the ground, And right now, it's important to take a look at when they might go in the ground. And we get so anxious in the spring to get those things into the ground, and we're fine now. Earlier, maybe not so much so. The seeds might have just lain there waiting for some warm weather. And right now, they're probably waiting for some rain. But also, sometimes we just think, okay, I got to do it now, and then that's it. And many plants, of course, can be continued to plant, and it might be easier to use them if they're not all planted at the same time. Be planting in July, August, even into September, taking a look at what's recommended for our area. And usually that is given by area. So there probably are things like you don't pay much attention to, a catalog number, an inventory number. That probably is something you think, no, that's not important to me. But if you're ordering it from a catalog, you might want that catalog number. It might also give you some specific information about the product, such as this one says, an all-American selection, outstanding combination of quality characteristics from its Kentucky Wonder and Blue Lake parents. For optimum flavor and tenderness, harvest pods at 6 to 7 inches, excellent snap beans, disease resistant. And this packet will plant approximately a 28-foot row. So in those few sentences, think about all of the information that was given there for your use. When to harvest, what it looks like when it's harvest time, how much you basically need to plant in terms of what you want the yield to be, and how much space it's going to take up, a 28-foot row, if you use all of the seeds in this package. Also, it might give you, as we've talked about, some specific information about sowing the seeds, how deep in the ground they should be. And then, likely with some seeds, you're going to need to thin, and it will tell you when and how to thin those seedlings once the seeds have germinated. It probably will also tell you how long it takes to germinate. And that's kind of good if you're trying to decide whether you have your seeds coming up or whether those are some weeds. You know, it may say these seeds will germinate within 6 to 8 days. And we talked about harvest. It'll probably also give you not only how it looks, but how many days to harvest. So one of the things I've learned to do is when I get a seed packet and I'm ready to plant, is I put the date on there of planting. So if I want to go back and say, okay, they should be ready in 60 days, when is that going to be? And I can look at my seed packet to look at when I planted them and think, okay, I need to be paying attention to harvesting at this point. So also, you'll probably find a phone number. You may even be able to call the company and ask for more information if you need some, if you have a suggestion, that sort of thing. And you might also find some other kinds of hints, like this one says, avoid working around beans when they are wet. This may spread disease. When weeding, how gently, because beans are shallow rooted. Mulch plants only after thinning. Well, again, there's a lot of information in those couple of sentences that says how those plants are best going to grow. And for a lot of you who have continued to listen to me talk, you think, I know all that because I have experience doing it, and that's great. But if you know some beginner gardeners, and lots of beginning gardeners this year, well, they're searching for information and going, maybe they're going to a blog or, you know, someplace where maybe the information isn't quite what it should be, and they could mostly start with a seed package. And, of course, other questions, it would be a good idea to contact Iowa State University. They have tons of information that's free, either in person or online, that you can download and print, and it is free. So lots of good information available. One other thing that you might find in the package is when that was when the seeds were put into the package. They're packed for use in 2020. And you say, okay, I haven't used all those seeds, so they're goners. Well, seeds really don't just disintegrate. They may still be good for a number of years, but the germination rate will probably go down with age. But the seeds will still be good. Some of them will still be good. So, like I say, if you never wanted to plant anything and you're not going to plant anything, it's still kind of interesting to take a look at a seed packet and see how much information they can put on that little bitty package. One last thing, if you have some extra seeds and you have a little extra space, why not be a part of the project Grow Another Row, Cass County, so you can share that excess when it's harvested with folks who haven't had the opportunity to have enough food on their table. Until next time, here's a thought from Mark Twain. The secret of getting ahead is getting started.